Day two, reflection. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. The wonderful news is that we are never expected to keep God's commandments on our own. Jesus knew he would not be physically on the earth much longer, but a plan was in place to make sure his disciples were not left alone, not then and not now. He promised to send an advocate, the Spirit of truth, to be with us always. An advocate is someone that is on our side. We cannot see it, and we probably won't always feel it, but the Spirit is always with us. How do we know that we are living in the Spirit? St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The wisdom and strength of the Spirit is available 24/7. But am I available to the Spirit? I struggle often with slowing down enough to take time to pray. But spending time in prayer and reflection reminds us of our call, and that we are not alone as we strive to honor that call. It is a humble act of recognition that we need God to fulfill our purpose in life and to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Let us call upon the Spirit that we might live for our God and in our God today and always.